USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump very happy about an order from a federal appeals court dismissing the case against his former national security advisor Michael Flynn, who had been convicted of lying to the FBI.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president yesterday praising Flynn for his courage and again alleging that his presidential campaign had been spied on by the Obama administration. The appeals court order telling a lower court judge to dismiss the Flynn case despite the fact that he did plead guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian officials. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut now telling visitors from 9 states that have surging coronavirus numbers to quarantine for 14 days if they visit those 3 states. The order takes effect today. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump's re-election campaign has named Hogan Gidley as its new press secretary, replacing Kayleigh McEnany, who became the White House press secretary in April. Gidley has been the principal deputy press secretary at the White House. Vice President Mike Pence will be visiting Northeast Ohio today, the VP, to help Lordstown Motors unveil a new electric pickup truck before he meets with law enforcement leaders. And he was supposed to meet with Governor Mike DeWine, who now says he will not be able to make it, but says he's excited that the VP is visiting.
I think a really important day for the Mahoning Valley and for the state of Ohio. Fran and I and John wanted to come up a day early and really have the opportunity to get a look. So we're very, very excited.
3 Georgia men will be charged with murder for the death of Ahmed Arbery, as a viral video showed the men confronting Arbery while he was just jogging in Brunswick. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases. 2 independent watchdogs are investigating to try to determine whether the Justice Department targeted cannabis companies for political reasons. Congressional testimony yesterday revealing the Justice Department's Inspector General and the Office of the Special Counsel have been looking into how the DOJ handled 2 cannabis suppliers that wanted to merge. The department reportedly put exceptional demands on the 2, allegedly to slow the growth of the cannabis industry because of Attorney General William Barr's animosity towards that sector. Hulu is now pulling Scrubs episodes that feature blackface. The streaming service has decided to remove 3 episodes of that medical sitcom that featured characters in blackface. Variety reporting the show's creator, Bill Lawrence, and ABC Studios did ask Hulu to take down those episodes. And AAA expects Americans to hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic, expecting a travel decline of about 15% from last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.